This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Hyperforce, episode 21, is it? Yeah. 21.
Whack.
Well, our regular Hyperforce crew, Alpha 55, Vesper, Marv, Chloe, Eddie, and Jack are gathered around the central control area of their Hyperforce time shift. Very special time shift.
Guys.
They were just talking about the Alliance leader and some other issues, and then maybe they noticed a little something is different.
Why do you assume the Alliance leader is a man? Maybe it's a woman with a very deep voice.
No, I agree. I just feel like maybe we should try to find a way to just get a jump on this guy, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, what I was saying is we have to figure out what the Alliance is up to.
Yeah. What's...
Marv.
What's wrong with my morpher?
Did you drop it in the toilet again?
No. It looks like somebody tried to rip it off. And somebody did a really shoddy job trying to fix it.
Hold on a second. Let me look at that.
Here.
That's Marvin. That something's not right here.
I don't understand. Alpha, what just happened? Whoa!
What?
Whoa!
Why is my arm not...
Alpha, is there some sort of time anomaly within the ship?
Ay. Rangers!
Alpha!
What happened to your arm, Vesper?
What did you do?
I didn't do anything!
You have robot envy. You chopped off my arm and gave me a different one.
Everybody,
so I can be more robotic.
Check your limbs. Make sure you've got your phalanges and stuff.
Oh my gosh!
What?
My burrito's okay.
Oh.
It seems to be made of 3D... printed components!
3D printed? I couldn't even get like a proper one.
Well,
and
that's,
so,
I mean, it's metallic, isn't it?
Eddie wouldn't have memory of this, but I would love for you, since you were the one that won the role last week, Eddie, to describe exactly what it looks like.
Okay.
Yes, like GM powers for a good 30
Ooh,
seconds.
Wow. So I go over to
within reason, please.
Oh, of course.
A little glitter.
Of course there.
Well, on rent, please.
So I go over to the arm, which is like just complete black and black and silver, like just like chromed out, you know?
Well, you got a chromed out arm.
Nice.
Chromed out arm, it's very shiny. So I'm like investigating it. And then on the inside of the arm is a bunch of numbers, kind of like digits, the buttons you can press. There have been maybe some morphers that have had that in the past. And so I like press a couple of them, and then each time a combination is pressed, a random weapon just comes out of the arm.
Whoa!
So I just press like 3, 5, 5, and like a little mini rocket comes out.
You told him he could do it, boss.
All right. You roll for it. I'll say it's
3, 4
or higher.
5. That's 1.
Oh, we have no super. We don't have any supers.
I blame Lord Dracon.
What did I say? 3
higher? I don't know that.
2.
What? Who's that?
All right. You do feel an incredible energy source out of your new arm. Is your left arm? It was your left arm, right? And your new, and it starts shaking, and it sounds like it's about to create something, but nothing has come out quite yet.
This arm is weird.
I take out my hyperblade and I hand it to Marv. Go ahead. I don't need this one.
No, wait a minute.
Wait, She got a cool one. I want it too.
I start tinkering with my morpher.
Maybe it's because I've been like extra good. Our robotic arm fairy came and gave me a new arm just because.
Alpha 55.
Should I put my arm underneath my pillow?
Yes.
Alpha, you have to help us understand what's happened here. A moment ago, we were standing here having a conversation, and now...
A moment ago, I was watching you have a conversation, Rangers. I don't know what happened. I shall run some scans on the ship. How about that? Yay!
Alpha, check the cameras. Check the security devices. There's got to be some indication of what occurred. I mean, Alpha...
Yes, visual records. That's a great idea, Jack.
Yeah, it's just weird. Vesper has a new arm. Marbave had his morph ripped off. And I got this weird Furbus doll from somewhere.
Furbus?
Get that out of my sight.
No! I go up to Alpha and I tie his arms behind his back.
Oh my god.
Roll against Alpha.
Oh my god. Imagine if Alpha was actually super OP.
Alpha.
Oh, it's three, right? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
3.
Por qué?
As you attempt to restrain Alpha by the wrists, Alpha slaps your hands away. Vesper, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You stole my arm. Where is it?
I didn't steal your arm. You're the one who took my ankles the other day. I remember everything.
I know you're secretly making yourself a human body because you're in love with one of the Rangers.
I'm in love with all of the Rangers. I was created to protect and serve all Time Force Rangers.
Guys, the date is the same, but... My morpher actually has a data tracking. So since this whole time forcing has been going on, I've been trying to make sure. The date's the same, but my morpher has roughly about somewhere around a month logged into it, but there's no data whatsoever.
What?
I have no idea what's going on.
Additionally, I've discovered 22 unviewed video hologram messages.
22?
22, exactly!
I just checked them like 5 minutes ago. There was none.
Is it from Jin Stacks? I quote her a lot.
Let's play the first one.
Chloe, get some popcorn.
And then he like, pushes, I guess, the play button on the, graphical user interface that Alpha had. And a hologram, a 3D hologram video image appears at the center of the central control area. It's Joe. He has a special message.
Hey guys, I know I've been MIA for a while. Just wanted to let you guys know everything is good with Nadira. In fact, so good that we're getting married.
What?
So I'd love to see you guys there. I've already sent Evites to you guys. And I've sent a burrito with one of the Evites. That's for you, Chloe.
All right, fast forward to the breakup video, Alpha.
message two.
Hey guys, still haven't heard from you guys, so maybe you guys are busy. I'll check in with Jen Scott and see what's going on. She said she had something for me, so I'll go check with her.
Message three.
So I haven't heard anything from Jen Scott. I've got a surprise for you guys when you get back, but I don't know what's going on. Maybe send a message back, any one of you guys, and I'll see you guys at the wedding.
Wait, hold on, guys.
Message
we just
four.
Saw him like I'm so confused. It's been a long time.
Boy moves fast.
Message four, play.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. I'm starting to get worried. I'm gonna look for you guys. I don't know what's going on right now.
Message five.
Guys, I can't find you anywhere. I'm using my morpher and trying to figure out where you guys are and my connection with Marv, but nothing's working. Where are you guys? If this is reaching you guys, please contact me immediately.
Autoplay the rest of the messages. 6, 7, 8.
All right, I'm gonna find you guys. I don't know what to do here, but I will find you guys. Joe out.
Chloe out.
Hey, what's going on? We just saw him, like, a couple hours ago.
Message 16?
I'm so confused. there.
2,400 messages later.
Sure. Maybe the last two.
All right, guys. Something weird just happened. I don't know what's going on. I have kind of lost some memory, but look, today's the wedding, so I need you guys here ASAP.
What the heck is going on, guys?
You're telling me that he got engaged and married on the same day?
We need to talk to him. Alpha, can you connect me with Joe?
Absolutely. Oh, it seems he may be preoccupied. All right, go ahead. You should be able to establish a contact to Joe.
Joe, hey.
Murph, hey, what's up? Are you guys coming? What's going on?
Hey, what is going on, dude? We left you for a couple of hours and now you're getting married?
It's been a little bit longer than that.
What?
But you guys should get to the chapel now. We're getting married in, I want to say, 10 minutes?
Oh, don't you think this is a bit of a rush decision?
I've been engaged to her for multiple years now.
What?
Yeah, but you've been gone for also multiple years, man.
I know, and it's, you know, she likes the white hair. Hurry up! I'm suiting up right now.
So
not the right kind of suit up, but you know.
Here's kind of the commotion. Oh, honey, who are you talking to?
It's Marv. I found them. They're coming now. You're coming now, right? Hey, I'll see you soon. Bye.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
Guys, where are you? The wedding is going to start in like 3 hours.
We'll be there.
Make sure you get all dressed up. And, you know, I'm not expecting much from a wedding present, but come on.
All right, Nadira.
You're disappointed.
Let him be.
Okay.
All right, Ivor.
Bye.
See that? We want to take photos soon.
Okay, yeah, we'll be on our way.
This sounds gross. I don't want to go.
This is so weird.
All right, so the message, the transmission has ended. Ay-yay-yay, the wedding is today.
We gotta go this
way. Oh my goodness, you humans have all sorts of traditions. What will you wear? What will you do? What? You should prepare a speech as the brother.
I didn't think about that. I barely know Nadira, but okay. All right. I gotta start prepping. I'm gonna go ahead and run to my room and try to look through my clothes and prep for my speech.
Yeah. Oh, perhaps maybe you. Let's go back home so
Eddie,
we can prepare better.
Eddie, help me out, bro. I don't know what to wear.
Oh my gosh, I'm like online trying to find presents. I'm looking for presents. What's going on?
I'm just trying to figure out what to wear. Which one do you think looks better on me? The maroon suit or the crimson red one? Or should I just go with like a classic silver red?
Oh my gosh, we're gonna have to work together. I'm coming, Marv. It's marriage time. I run to Marv.
Wow, that was really good.
Flip.
Okay.
Like a black suit with like a red cummerbund and like, boom.
Perfect. Man, you are so good with style. I love it.
Who else? And then I'm looking now back to shopping for Nadira.
All right.
I could change my suit.
Should we prepare in the ship or would you like to go back down home?
We should probably get home.
Let's
get
okay,
home.
Here we go. I will be teleporting you in 5, 4, 3, 2. So you feel that very familiar beam of energy move through your body. I don't know why I described it in his voice. And you are at the front of Time Force headquarters.
Oh boy.
You didn't tell me where to send you.
Oh no, this is
do you know where that wedding is?
I actually don't.
Flashes back in your head. Meet at the chapel.
There's only one chapel.
I think he said meet at the chapel.
It's gotta be the Time Force chapel.
It's gotta be the Time Force chapel. Yeah.
All right. then
I'm like getting ready.
Wait up, guys! And then like this one of the doors open, mm-hmm. and like a little bit of smoke comes out, and then I stroll out, and I'm wearing like a full like black and silver chrome suit. My suit matches her arm.
Oh, yes!
So the cuffs are silver.
Wait. You have to describe. How did you, like, where did this come from? 3D behind the back.
If she can make all kinds of burritos, I got the great 3D printer. I'm just saying. Maybe okay. I can print 3D burritos. Just saying.
I've actually done a mock-up of what my arm should look like.
Just so we know,
Just so we know what it looks
like. There's a place for my Tama Dinky to rest, and then there's a unicorn horn and taquitos for the fingers, and then the foil is sparkly. So just work on that later.
All right, I'll get on that, but right
hey,
now.
Guys, come on, we gotta get changed.
Hey, I'm oh, at the moment.
My bad, I'm sorry.
So. But yeah, no, I got a black chrome suit and then like a top hat. And then I just walk over to Vesper and I do like this.
Oh. As he does that, I'm like sitting there like, whoa.
I'm just wearing my regular.
I'm wearing my regular Time Force uniform, but I made a tie out of aluminum foil.
Ooh, a tie.
And I put glitter on it. I put glue and glitter on it, so it's like dripping down my outfit.
Ooh, can I hologram myself a dress? Yeah, roll for it. Okay.
Whoa. Wait, does that mean that you're...
I'm going to say 3 or higher.
3 or higher? Okay. 5!
Okay, hologram dress. What does it look like?
It's sequiny and sparkly, and it's long, and it's a gown, and it's a...
What color?
Spaghetti sprout. Black!
Spaghetti strap.
Black spaghetti strap, like the 90s.
All right.
And then I just have that moment of like... Queen!
Cool.
Eddie, you're drooling.
All right. Hands off the dress. It's not real.
I've gone on my quarters and put on a piece out of my personal private collection, which is a French sailor's costume from 1878.
Wow.
What? You're always up to date with the newest fashions.
It's like the string time, Marv. It all comes back around eventually.
As you have gone back to your personal private collections or have recreated your own outfits, Abigail actually runs out from Time Force headquarters and she sees you, Chloe. Chloe, where have you been? Is that what you're wearing to the wedding? And she points at your bow tie.
Oh man, it looked real good before I had to let it dry. Yeah, what of it?
And then she like whips out like a compact and she was like, do you think this color looks good on me? And she puts on like lipstick and it's like coral. It's coral colored.
I mean, I like a little pinker, but that looks pretty good.
Maybe if I catch the flowers, I'll meet somebody new.
Oh, yeah, dream big, girl. You never know.
All right, so I would say...
Wasn't she dating that one guy?
One guy?
Multiple guys, I thought.
Oh, Abby.
And so you all are dressed up to the nines, as they say, and you have gathered around. We're going to jump forward a little bit to the chapel that Nadira and Joe are getting married.
Wait a minute, has the Time Force Academy been fully repaired and rebuilt? Since all of the upheaval of the recent past?
It's been years, right?
It's not been years.
It's been a
month. It's been a month.
How's everything look?
Why did I think it was years?
So, from the outside, it looks okay. However, on the inside, they're probably still dealing with some repercussions of previous... upheaval.
Understood.
Nadira is a very good interior designer. Joe!
All right. So at the chapel, everybody is there. Rancic is also dressed up very fancy-like. He's maybe slicked his hair in a new direction.
Director Rancic?
Yes, Director Rancic. And then also some of our Time Force friends are there. Jen Scott's is not. However, Chief Patel and some of your friends, Jack, you would recognize them at the wedding. Abigail, some other Time Force Academy students, now officers, are at the wedding. And Joe, who else would be there? Your parents?
The parents are definitely there. Our parents are there. Some of my friends from the old academy when I was there. Mike. And Jack, a different Jack, not you, but you know, but you're there too. and a bunch of Nadira's friends. Mostly.
A bunch
I don't
of
really
Nadira
have that many
friends.
People that I've brought.
Yeah, she has a gaggle of friends. So there's a lot of flowers all around. And she's actually wearing kind of not only like a white dress, but she has like fluffy
pink boots underneath.
And it's like silver accents?
Yes.
To match my hair. And I'm wearing a pink suit. Yes. With a silver tie.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Wow.
Just the same.
And her hair is in this new kind of conical shape that you've never seen on her before. Maybe it used to go this way, but now it goes this way. Mm-hmm. And it's adorned with silver flowers. And she has, like I said, a gaggle of friends who are also brightly dressed in hot pink and silver outfits, just laughing at her. And she's like, And I would say that this is kind of at the end of the ceremony. The bride and groom kiss, the crowd cheers, everybody's cheering and clapping. Even Rancic is like,
Eddie, yeah. Don't you think this whole thing is really weird? I mean, Marv.
Well, relationships are always weird, but if you just take time to work it out.
Could this possibly be a trick of the Alliance leader or Scorpina? I mean, something is radically amiss here, my friends.
No way. They're all in pink. This is like destiny. I wish I had enough energy to battleize. Then I'd really fit in.
I think Jack... I'm not sure if that's the reality of the situation, but you might be right. I mean, this arm... Yeah. This morpher,
Vesper, don't get me wrong. It looks amazing.
Thank you.
But I don't remember this happening.
No, me neither. And we just saw Joe a couple of hours ago, and now he's getting married?
I mean, we've, like, jumped through time and dimensions so much that...
Time passes.
I mean, but I wouldn't be surprised if, like...
Having no memory or recollection of it, that's what blows my mind.
I mean, I don't want to ruin Joe's special day. I mean, it's obviously... He's your brother.
Yeah.
And I believe we're home. Look. This is our home. But...
There's only one explanation.
I go ahead and pinch him in the face.
Ow!
Oh, no, that's real. That's real. So, just making sure.
At the center of the ceremony now, Joe and Nadira are arm in arm, and she goes, "It's time to party!" You know, and then everybody shuffles out, and then there is a lovely garden scene. There's food, there's punch, and then there is a light up dance floor that lights up to the groovy dance music.
Pink neon lights.
I'm like enjoying it, but I'm also slightly skeptical. This is really awesome, but like, what is going on?
I am on the dance floor. I am going, okay? I'm just living my best life.
My best life.
I put some glitter in my pockets just because I didn't know if the occasion would call for it. I'm just going.
I see this and I'm like, I hope you got the burrito, Chloe.
Oh, man! I did! I'm saving it for later. It's aging. It's a thing I do. Happy wedding day!
And I run by these guys who are still talking.
Let's go
dancing!
When he walks away from me, I grab him by the arm. I'm like, Joe. Come here, I want to talk to you for a second.
Hey, bud, let's go, come on, shop later, come on.
No, this is...
And I rush over.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh, that guy.
Nadira catches the eye of Chloe, and she's like, ooh, I like your moves.
Thanks. I made them up.
This is so great. I didn't even know if we would have gotten back together, but you know what? I could tell he really loved me.
Yeah.
And I did too.
I can tell too, because like it's all pink here, and that's like the best color. So, I mean, your wedding is probably perfect already, and your love is super true.
My love is super, super true.
I sense that.
Wow, I can't believe I just made a Time Force officer.
Wow, you're so cool.
Oh, thank you. Oh, did you try the cake?
Oh my god, there's food!
Rose flavored. Joe said it was okay. He said I could pick the cake flavor.
Did you cut it yet? Can I?
Oh no, we haven't cut it yet at all. Joe, where are you?
I run by and I grab Nadir by the arm. We'll play later. We'll cut the cake in about an hour. And I pull her away.
Pull Nadir away to dance. Sneak away.
Mm-hmm. I'm really glad it's not elderberry.
I move towards a group of people that I'm not too aware of, maybe Nadir's friends, and I just start dancing.
I pull Eddie aside.
So there are four girls in Nadira's gaggle of friends.
Hey, ladies. Oh, how's it going?
Oh, God.
They all have different colored hair, like maybe like hot green and hot purple. And they're like, oh, who is he?
Hey, I love your hair.
This guy, he's kind of weird. He smiles kind of weird.
What? No, I don't. I'll see you.
He's the groom's brother. Don't, like, stare. He's family, okay? Don't make him feel
I see this, and we're dancing towards him with the deer. I'm like, stop burying your face.
Girls like that, don't they?
No.
Okay.
Just smile over.
All right, Vesper, what are you doing?
I'm drinking refreshments.
Refreshments.
Refreshments. And I'm talking to Eddie. Eddie.
Yeah.
No one else is listening to me.
Okay.
But I know that you are on my side and you trust me.
Of course.
So what are we gonna do about Alpha 55 and his diabolical plots?
You know, Vesper, you and Alpha 55 have always had these issues, and I just think this
issues?
Robot. Well, I just feel like this android on android hatred is just kind of weird.
I'm an android. He's a robot, and he took my arm.
We don't know that for sure.
Who else could it be?
Who knows?
Do you think somebody like sliced it off during an epic battle and we don't remember? That would be silly.
Yeah, we would totally remember something like that.
But then,
who knows? It seems like we're going through some weird time jumps. But you know, it's something we'll figure out, I'm sure.
I pop in, Eddie, you gotta help me, man. These girls, they're really, really hard. No, you understand, man.
What's the problem, Mark?
I took part three groups of girls. I got the same response every time. I don't understand.
Well, just use your charisma. Okay, charisma that you use when you are in the battle, when you're helping others, just use that on with these ladies.
Oh, forget you. You're a girl. Okay, so tell me, is this cool?
What are you doing?
I'm dancing.
Okay, but I have to tell you something.
Okay.
This move is like totally out. You have to like do like something like this, maybe.
I'll be right back. I go like this away.
Wow, Vesper, I didn't know you knew so many cool dance moves.
I know many cool things.
Towards the same group of girls.
Different group of girls.
Okay, all right. All right. So it's as you kind of swim your way through the dance to some other girls, you brush the shoulder of Abigail, and she's with another blonde-haired friend, and another girl you remember from class, her name was Jenny.
Hey, Abby, where are your friends?
Yeah, cool moves,
thanks.
Marv.
How's it going, ladies?
That fish. Why are you acting weird?
Oh, I'm not acting weird. My bad, I'm sorry. I'll walk myself out. I go back over. It's not working. It's not working. My charisma's not working. It's the morpher. It's busted. It's messing with me.
Well, I have an idea. Maybe if you dance with the group, then you would dance better together. So, like, say, for example, just hypothetical, if, like, me and Vesper went out and danced as well with you and the girls, then maybe you'd feel more comfortable.
Solid plan, guys. Let's
I know the problem. Marv.
What's up?
Listen.
Okay.
The thing is... You're not meant to dance with these other girls.
I'm not?
No. Who you should really
be...
...dancing with is Chloe.
What?
Yeah! I mean, red and pink are so complimentary.
Alright, are you going to Chloe? Hey,
I have pigment on my face.
Awesome!
On my fingers, and as I turn around, as he says my name, like, cake spills out of my mouth, like, Whoa!
You look great, Chloe.
You think so?
I approach my teammates ask them very sternly, we have been here for 10 minutes. Are you guys all right?
And you haven't had any fun!
Look, I'm trying to make friends, all right?
Why did you tell me that? I can help you do that.
You can?
They all love me.
All right.
What? Come on.
Okay, wait, just really quick. How's my dance?
Oh, I was doing that one earlier. They liked it.
See, it's good. All right.
No, don't do that with your feet. You're doing like... Don't do that.
I'm smiling.
Go again. No, stop. You look like you're farting. Stop. You've been doing that face. No one's going to want to dance with you because you're like, oh, that's the farty guy. Uh-oh. Don't be a cool guy. Just do your normal face.
The farty guy or the farty guy?
Just my normal face.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a good face.
I leave the group and I go to another group.
Oh. All right. This time, it's a couple. A girl and a guy. Oh, no.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
And the woman turns to you. She's, you know, maybe like 35 years old. Maybe she's with her young husband. Mm. And they're like, hey, I guess, cool, dude. What do you call that move? Yeah, I've never seen that one before.
Yeah, this is my time shaker.
The time shaker.
Yeah, it's like, it's 9 o'clock.
Is that what time force people do? Is that what they teach you in the academy?
Yeah, so you guys have a good one. I walk back. It's still not working. Okay. I tried my normal face.
I know, but like, you know, your normal face is good because you're like, hey guys, do this. And then you're like, I don't know how we're going to do this. And then it's like that. So like, go through all the faces. Watch here. Come on. Let's go hang out. And then I want to go over to Abigail and her friend.
I go with her.
What's up, guys?
Marv is like,
I want to
new facial exercises or something.
I'm gonna slap Marv in the face.
Yeah.
Quick!
Oh, what? Why?
How you guys doing?
We're really good. I think they're gonna start, oh, looks like Nadira and Joe are gonna start cutting the cake now. I'm gonna go get
Chloe!
Okay, Abigail did it! And I wipe my hand that has cake on it still on Abigail's
face.
And I run.
You had cake on your face this whole time. I just realized. This whole time.
And then I run as fast as I can out of the chapel.
So Nadira and Joe are kind of at the front of the whole party. And they're holding these really cool drinks. They create like little silver and pink like glitter tornadoes in like a long champagne type flute.
I run back in, I grab one of those and I run back out.
Sure, so you have one too.
Out of my hand? No, one of the waiters.
Okay, next to the punch bowl, yeah. Exactly.
I didn't know we had that.
Everybody, it's time to cut the cake. But first I wanted to say thank you all for coming and Joe, I don't even know what to say. I'm just so happy right now.
As she's saying all this stuff to me, I'm like slowly turning the cake so that the destroyed, mangled part is like towards the back so no one can see. So now it's the back of me and Nadira.
Yeah, I think I saw somebody get into the cake.
It's fine,
it's
baby.
It's okay. We're going to cut around it.
We're going to cut around it.
And then
you're
she
right.
Like, you know, hands you like the cutter so you can do the thing together. And then like, you know, cut the piece together. And then she gives you like an evil look. And then she like flicks some cake on your face.
Except my perception is so good that I dodge.
That's not cute.
Super, super.
Oh, wait, sorry. Wait, do it again, honey. Do it again. Oh, man, it's a reflex. I'm so sorry.
And all this is, I think, springing
behind me and hitting Marv.
Oh, roll for
never
it.
Mind. Roll for it.
All right, rolling one.
No.
Two, one.
What? You guys are at two on Marv now,
yeah.
Right?
Two. Five.
It catches you right in the face, and then she's like, oh!
It's very good.
And she just kind of like cleans up your hands, and she's
well, what
like,
a nifty time for my wedding gift! I pull out like a little towel with both of them, and like it's like drawn in with a pen. You can clearly tell it's like drawn in with a pen. See, it's personalized.
Wait, is that us?
Yeah,
I think so.
There you go! I start rubbing his face.
Love it!
Oh. I can thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Your little brother is so adorable.
And the whole time I'm kind of awkwardly eyeing her because I'm still kind of skeptical of what's going on here and
sure.
The whole situation. I'm like, yeah.
She turns to you.
Oh.
Come here. I want a big hug.
All right.
And then she gives you. She like jumps on you and takes her hand like around your head and is like petting you. And like stroking your hair, and she like says to you, "We're family now."
Yeah,
there we are. You're Joe's little brother, and now you're my little brother. I always wanted a little brother.
I look at Joe, and I'm like, "I'm happy for you, man.
Thank you."
When you're done with all this, can we talk?
We'll talk soon.
Can I?
Do you have some? Bro time that you have to take care of. Yeah, where were you? I heard that you didn't answer any of our RSVPs. We didn't order, we didn't know how much like chicken or fish to order for dinner.
We are not really sure, actually. We weren't on a mission or anything.
Is everybody around?
I think the crowd is like partying and probably getting in line for cake. But you guys can have your sidebar moment.
And I'm in line for cake.
I am not around. I'm not nearby.
You're not nearby. Yes.
Well, Marv, I think we should talk to the rest of your team. If you want to gather them over here, we can talk.
Well, I don't want to ruin your reception.
No, let's... Honey, is it okay if we talk a little bit? I'll come right back.
Okay. Gives you a wink. Don't take too long.
Hey, guys.
I'll walk off.
Joe wants to meet up and talk, so this would probably be a good time to get some answers.
Sure, after cake.
He could say.
Chloe, I'm talking over his now. Chloe, get over here. You had enough cake.
Oh man, Tommy was there.
Sorry.
Fine, I'm coming.
Coming.
Before we meet up, can I roll to see if there's anyone I know at the party?
You do know people at the party, but are you looking for somebody in particular?
Yes.
Really good.
Hey,
that's
awesome. Can you tell me who they are? Can you tell your GM who they are?
My parents.
Your parents. I think they're very well known in the town. I will say it's like 3 or higher.
Okay, one die?
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
5.
All right. Your parents are here, and you actually spot them across the crowd.
Okay. So then I run back. Then I run to join. I see them. I see them.
You do see your parents.
Yeah.
And then you're like, bye.
Bye.
Okay.
I don't know. Is that easy? Chloe would like to roll for her parents as well.
You need more dice. My parents are alive still. Okay.
Unfortunately, higher than a 3.
Okay.
Just kidding.
So then I run away from.
Well, I'm battle-wise for it.
7 or higher on one.
Edward Banks, the 24th.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So I'm with Joe.
I'm with Joe now.
All right. So you all are together. The party is going on, and Nadira has taken center stage on the dance floor, and everybody's surrounding around her and clapping, and she's having a blast, and she thinks she feels very pretty tonight.
Hey, dude, you were just in a fight with her a couple of hours ago, man.
I'm really confused as well. I remember leaving you guys and talking to her, and we met up, obviously. I guess she was never angry with me. I don't know, that girl, I was very lucky, let's just say that. But the thing is, we agreed to have our wedding before I take off for my mission with you guys.
You're joining us.
I am joining you guys.
Hey, and that's awesome!
That was my surprise with Jen Scott. But then when I talked to Jen Scott and they had no idea where you guys were, at all, I went to go look for you guys, and then I don't remember, and I woke up this morning in my house, and Adir is waking me up saying, let's go, our wedding's today.
What?
Yeah, and now I'm here, so I'm just trying to make this a good day for her, and I don't know what happened.
So you never proposed to her?
No, we've been engaged for eons. But she, I guess, technically re-proposed to me, and
you accepted.
I like
that. Of course. We took care of the wedding. We figured out whatever we wanted, and as she was figuring out the wedding details, I went to go look for you guys. And then I woke up, and it was time for the wedding.
Okay, so I just want to make sure. So at least she's all good. You're all good. She's not like some monster that brainwashed us and put us in some illusion that maybe she lost a hand. I got my morpher attack.
She's as cheery as her normal self. I know she can be a bit much if you've never met her before, but she is all love.
I know in the history books that she may have done some things that were a bit questionable, but her and her father have really turned themselves around. And
so you can't explain this.
No, whoa! That looks great.
So thanks, but...
Yeah.
It's...
Is it... Clink, clink, clink.
Yeah, that's insensitive.
Sorry.
How could you?
But it's really cool.
Thanks, but the
thing
is...
What can you do with it? Whoa, numbers! There's buttons!
There's buttons? They don't do anything. Like, it makes me feel funny, and then nothing happens. But the thing is, we don't know why I have a metallic robot arm suddenly. It's weird. I think I would remember that.
And look at this.
Alpha 5 might have...
That's what I'm saying.
No.
As you guys are talking, the music is changing. It's slow now, and the lights are all romantic. And Nadira is like, Daddy! And they're doing their, like, father-daughter dance thing. And she's, like, looking off at Joe, like, come on, where are you?
Listen, guys, you know, after the wedding, let's meet up tomorrow. I'll meet up on your guys' ship, and we'll try to sort this out, but... I gotta do my husband duties for tonight,
Yeah, man.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Remember, if you have any regrets, we have a space time-traveling ship.
I'll remember that.
Just looking out for you, man.
Thank you.
I'm looking at the... It's a father-daughter dance, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I walk over and I'm looking at it. I'm just kind of like, oh, man, that's so cool.
Oh, power.
Dang.
I'm looking at it, too, but I'm just kind of like still confused.
As everybody is, not everybody, who's watching the dance.
Okay. Well, I want to roll again to see if there's someone I see there.
You're having fun, aren't you? Who is the somebody?
Bianca.
I'm next to Eddie and I'm looking at him looking around.
I would say she's a four. I don't know if Bianca knows Joe and Nadira directly.
She is a four.
Try.
Okay, so Bianca is there too. You might catch her at this somebody's plus huge one. Wedding.
What are you looking for, Eddie?
No one in particular. Just looking around.
Cool.
Well, so then I'm gonna go away for a second, guys.
All right, yeah, sure.
So I walk off.
Chief Patel kind of notices you off on the wall flowering or something. Jack, it's nice to see you.
Hey, Chief.
Well. Nadira and another Time Force officer tied the knot today.
Interesting, isn't it?
Interesting indeed, but we have to let the past be the past.
What do you mean by that, Chief? Is that some sort of Time Force joke?
I giggle out loud.
I like seeing that Nadira and her father, her family, have turned over a new leaf.
Absolutely agree, Chief Patel. After what Rancic and his mutant hordes did to this city, it's a wonder that they've been able to rehabilitate themselves.
Hush, hush now. Director Rancic has done so much for this city. This is a day of celebration.
All right, Chief. Congratulations. And I love your gold outfit. It's becoming.
Well, you know, I wanted to get dressed up.
Yeah.
He smiles and it like does a little like glint, like ding.
Now it's blingy.
All right. Let's check back in with Eddie. What has he been up to?
Okay. I'm going to say that Eddie runs into his parents and Bianca at the same time.
What is even happening today?
As you walk towards your parents and Bianca. They're having conversation together, but you're also getting a message on your morpher. All the Hyperforce Rangers are getting a message on your morpher. It's from Alpha.
What is it, Alpha?
What is it?
No, you
say?
Don't. Oh!
No.
No, you don't for now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we don't.
No, just Joe. Joe does not get a ping from Alpha. Everybody else does at the table.
Fess up, Alpha. I know it was you.
Oh, Vesper.
Yes.
I've been trying to get your attention. I was trying to get somebody's attention. There's a message here from somebody who calls himself Sentinel Knight.
What? What does it say? He says, I am in need of assistance. Come quickly. The Corona Aurora is in danger.
The Corona Aurora.
Yes, sure. That's what he said.
Let me see what the Rangers think about this. Tell him that we're at a wedding and it's kind of rude for him to interrupt. It's kind of Joe's big day.
But, I don't think I can send a message back. It shows that it comes from the year 2007.
Okay. Let me get the Rangers together.
All right, Vesper. I think you should come quickly.
I want to run to, where's the biggest group of people?
The biggest group of people is right in front of you.
Okay. Guys. Marv, Chloe, and Jack's not there, right?
Jack, he's over with us, isn't he?
Could probably find him.
You know. Okay. He's a bit further to the side talking to Patel.
I'm being dipped by, my wife right now.
Drop.
Alpha 55 says we have a message from the Sentinel Knight. Something about the Corona Aurora under attack, and they need us, and it's from the year 2007.
Sounds like an adventure.
Well, I'm in.
Eddie, does this mean anything to you?
Did you listen in, or were you pursuing your parents?
Well, we all got more first.
Yeah, I heard it in the war first.
Okay.
I don't know. It could mean something. I'm going to come back to you guys, so like I slink back away and join the others.
Join
Team
Hyperforce.
Team Hyperforce, yes. Okay.
Alpha, what other information do you have on it?
Oh, Marv, that's it. It was just a very brief message from Sentinel Knight. Do you know Sentinel Knight?
No.
I was your friend.
Sentinel Knight was the guardian of the Corona Aurora, a very powerful object that could do all sorts of things. Was an immense source of power. There's even a story of it bringing somebody back to life.
Wait, ooh. Are you serious?
Yes!
Wow. We should go right now.
Throughout time and history, people have been trying to use it for good and for evil.
Well, let's go.
Great, yeah. Wait.
Am I catching any of this at all?
I have to talk to Joe for a second. I'll meet you guys on the ship.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Of course. And then I run over to Joe. Hey, come on. Hey, sorry, Nadira. Can I just kind of take him for a little bit? And I awkwardly.
So she like tries to like dance with her husband, and then she's like dancing with you now, and she's like, you almost look like him.
Oh.
All right. Well, and then not she all aliens look like, but.
Away.
I'm just kidding. I spin her around and I go like this and I kind of like spin her to keep spinning away.
She just like spins away.
Sorry about that. Hey, Joe.
Yo.
Okay, I know this is your wedding day and all, but...
Wait, okay. She'll be fine.
Look, we just got a message from Alpha and apparently Sentinel Knight, have you heard anything about this guy? Well, he's in trouble, and there's a weapon or an artifact. I don't know what it is, but it's has a capability of bringing people back to life.
Immense powers over the universe.
Powers over the universe.
If the Lance Leader gets that, that's okay. I will meet you back on the ship. Let me just talk to the wife and.
Hey. All right. So that was nice.
She's maybe a little dizzy.
She's good at spotting, right?
What was that?
It was a cayenne special.
It was. I will attest to that.
Get out of here. Come on.
Ooh, spicy.
All right, have fun. Ladies.
Joe, you look like you want to say something.
I definitely do. I have to go.
What?
Nice, Nadir.
Look, something dangerous is coming and we need to be there to stop it. You know I wouldn't leave you.
On our wedding day?
I know.
Everybody's here.
Rain check on the honeymoon?
When I'm in a... What am I gonna tell Daddy? Who else am I gonna dance with? Your brother doesn't actually look like you.
I mean, it's almost time for things to wrap up anyway, right? It's getting dark.
Maybe she could dance with Lucas.
Come on, you.
Whoa. at the name, sorry. Anyways.
You knew who I was marrying when we got married today, when we said our vows.
Thank you.
That's why I love you.
I love you too.
Go get him, hero.
Give her
and
a hug.
Come back soon! I'll be very upset.
And tell Dad something. Bye. I'll give her a hug and a kiss and then pour it out.
I'm saying bye to mom and dad.
You're still
I'm not with you, but I haven't gotten to the ship yet. I just left you.
Can I pour it out? I haven't established that link yet, huh? Not yet. I'm gonna run to you and say bye to mom and dad too, because that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, and as you come by, I'm already finishing myself. Okay, we're gonna be back. It won't be long, and this is awesome.
Ah, my sons, your wedding day. You're a grown man now.
At least we'll have each other's backs, and we won't be alone.
And your father, you know, doing the stoic thing, is like nodding approvingly at both his sons.
Love you too, Abba. And then I walk away. Okay. Bye.
You give him big hugs and then.
Big family hug.
Book it.
All right.
And then I head over to the time ship,
hold your hand to teleport, or what's happening?
The time ship's just right outside.
It's right outside? Oh, yeah, you guys brought it close by. Okay, great.
We parked it.
Where did you find parking?
It's invisible, so we just have.
Ah, great, great. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. So Vesper, Marv, Chloe are in the time ship, right? Eddie, you also decided to go to the time ship.
Yeah.
Even though you saw your parents and everything.
Yes.
Okay.
Back in time ship.
And then Jack, have you made your way to the time ship?
Yeah, I'm making my way down the central walkway through the central plaza, nearby where I first spotted Chloe climbing out of a security office window. I cast my gaze back towards the Time Force Academy and note the repairs and the damage.
Oh, memories.
And turn around and head to my team.
So we're all together at inside the Hyperforce time ship.
Hey, Joe, did you get your Morpher back? I don't think you did unless the time ship did something, but how are you gonna be okay?
Got this brand new fancy one from Jen Scott's.
You what?
What?
Whoa.
And it kinda looks like Yarl's, y'all will let you do that.
Oh.
I'm showing him off my new Morpher.
It looks like your Morphers.
Cool.
Prettier.
Wait,
so
I don't know about that.
You're a ranger?
I don't actually have this arm, so you have to tell me.
Neither do I.
No, you have the...
Do I have the... Oh, I don't. Yeah, no, that doesn't do anything.
Yep, it looks like...
Looks like he has this, but yeah.
So...
Different color?
Wait,
Alpha
what?
Runs so, in. Ay, ay, ay!
Ah, ta-da! Ta-da!
Wow. Oh, that's awesome!
It does!
Is that my old one? Is that why?
What did I do?
He goofed, so I followed him.
Ta-da! Take the morph, flip it, and reverse
too.
It. How we work.
All of you guys!
All right!
Every single one of you guys, except for...
What are you talking about?
I was wondering why all the messages were upside down.
Yeah, you were
Rangers,
like,
why are your morphers on backwards? Anyways,
what are you talking about, Alpha?
What's really important is this message! Ding!
And it plays again. I am in need of assistance. Come quickly, the Corona Aurora is in danger, and at the center of this hologram is this gold-armored figure. He doesn't really have a face that you can see, but it looks like a gold crown and beautiful gold-plated armor. He looks like a warrior. Wow.
Eddie, 2007, what do you know about the Sentinel Knight?
Go ahead, roll for it.
Okay.
I would say 3 or higher.
4.
4. So you remember about 2007, the Operation Overdrive Rangers. There was this Corona Aurora originally discovered in ancient Greece. It's
stands for the Crown of the Gods. It has immense powers over the universe.
Wait.
It had many jewels. And these Operation Overdrive Rangers actually help Sentinel Knight unite those jewels and keep that Corona Aurora safe.
And that's all I know.
Interesting.
I remember studying some little things about that, but Vesper, one of the Rangers on their team is actually an android like yourself.
Really?
And an alien like us.
What?
Yeah. Maybe it'll be cool to meet their group.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's still with the...
Go ahead, roll to like remember stuff, 3 or higher.
That's a 2. I don't know, actually. Maybe that was just in a fiction book. Who knows?
Yeah, nowadays. You remember one of the Rangers maybe was a robot, but you don't remember any specific details.
Yeah. Wow. So we're going to the Corona.
Yes, Rangers.
The Corona Aurora.
Do you want to meet with Sentinel Knight?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Here we go.
Alpha, take us to the carotid artery.
And we should probably link up my morpher with your guys' comms.
Wait, so you're the Silver Hyperforce Ranger?
We'll see about that.
Before we go, can I sidebar with someone?
Sure.
I'm going to sidebar with Marv.
Okay.
Marv, can I be honest with you?
Yeah, sure.
I think it's maybe because I had a lot of cake or something. I feel really freaking sad.
What?
Anytime there's like stuff with a bunch of families, I know it's horrible for me to think this way, but I get really sad and I think about the family I don't have. And that whenever I have my big day, if I want to, it'll just be different, you know?
I know that we're not supposed to really use Ranger stuff for our own benefit. But maybe if we find this Corona Aurora, what if we could use it to bring your family back?
People can actually hear you, but
then I'm sidebarring. What if we can use it to bring your family back? I mean, I'm sure with all the good that you've done for the universe won't really mind making you a little bit happier.
I mean, that would be amazing. I still haven't found out. I should have asked Abigail. I was so focused on the cake and I just messed up. She's actually looking into finding out what happened to my parents.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hopefully they're still alive. If they're still alive, then I guess the Corona Aurora won't really do anything then, huh?
I don't know.
I think it's worth a shot.
Yeah, I think so too.
But hey, you know that we will be there, right? On your big day, we'll be there. Because we're family.
Thanks. I'm gonna have 2 cakes. One for me, and then one for everyone else.
I say you should have 10 cakes.
Actually, you're right. Yes. 9 for me and 1 for everyone else. You're smart.
Sidebar with Joe.
Okay.
Joe, check it out. Now that we're all like linked up, Morph, I can send you my fanfic that I've been writing and my little, and my little doodles. And so I send him one of my art pieces, and it looks like this.
Well, it looks awesome. What is it?
This is a frog.
It's a beautiful frog.
Thank you. I've been working on my art skills.
It's Wednesday, my dudes.
I found it on like this really ancient like website they used to have. Mm-hmm. And I just saw, and it just hit me, like this could be the next great novel in the universe.
I would love to see the script. That's interesting.
Cool. Eddie loves it, right, Eddie?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, right. Rangers, buckle in. We're going to
the Katana Armada.
Around the end of 2007, December. All right, and as you kind of travel through time and space, you feel the immense energy of the Hyperforce time ship leaving your home era of 3017, going into the hyperstream and zipping off to 2007. You are outside of Earth. There is a hologram that appears of the whole planet, and it
in the center of the central control area, and Earth is spinning. Bloop, 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 bloop. And then there is a little dot on Greece. Bing, 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 bing. Rangers, it seems that Sentinel Knight is here in Greece at the Netta Waterfalls.
All right, Alpha. Let's get a zero on that location. Let's motivate.
I will send you down now.
Wait, before we go, he said that the Corona Aurora is in danger. How do we know that it's safe to just beam straight down? Alpha, can you do a read of any life forces or any... Actually, can you sense any dark energies around the area?
No, I do not. At least not any energies that match ones that we have met before.
Okay. All right. All set.
All right. So you're ready to beam down?
I see this and I kind of smirk at how good of a leader my little brother has become.
Aww.
But I don't show it to him. He doesn't know that.
No, I don't.
Alpha teleports you guys all down. You feel that very familiar beam of energy move through your body. And then when you show up, you're surrounded by very, very dense forest. It's in the middle of the day, noon, and right in front of you, there's a long stream. And as your eye follows up the stream, there is a waterfall. And underneath the waterfall, there is Sentinel Knight, who is meditating.
Oh, that, it's kind of weird being teleported by somebody else and not by yourself. Ooh. Oh, I don't know how you guys do it.
I get used to it.
Rangers!
Yeah. Oh, that's...
Hi.
He's right there. Oh.
Your Majesty.
Yo, what?
Sir?
Are we...
Just do that.
And then he, like, gets up out of the waterfall meditation and walks through the stream to you guys. It is I, Sentinel Knight. I called for your assistance.
Yes, we got your message, Sentinel Knight.
What seems to be the problem?
I had hidden, not too long ago, the Corona Aurora on another planet. I decided it was for the safety of Earth that I should hide it somewhere else. However, I sense a dark energy is pursuing where the Corona Aurora is hidden, on the planet Aquitar. I placed it there myself inside a dormant volcano.
That's a good spot.
Wait a minute, Eddie. Aquitar, that's a water world.
Yeah. Why did you put it... You put it there to keep it safe, so...
I thought it was best if I put it on an entirely different planet. There are good, familiar aliens there. Well, aliens to you.
I've heard of the Aquitar... people, they have their own guardians.
They do have their own rangers.
Yes.
And I entrusted them to protect the Corona Aurora. Throughout Earth's history, many evil people and forces have tried to use the Corona Aurora's powers for evil and darkness. I thought it best to just eliminate that possible future again, and I took the Corona Aurora and hid it inside a dormant volcano on the planet of Aquitar.
What do you need from us? Sorry to be blunt,
I think we should go there together. I can show you exactly where I've hidden it. Make sure it's safe. Perhaps find a new hiding spot.
Yeah.
You feel that
you can count on us.
Enemies have located this Corona Aurora and are coming for it?
Yes, I feel darkness is approaching the Corona Aurora. I fear it may fall into the wrong hands.
This sounds very alliance.
This sounds very alliance.
Yeah. Sentinel Knight, you have to understand that we felt darkness coming for a long time, and in fact it's enveloped us all. Strange things are afoot. And you have to forgive, we may be a little bit skeptical.
I'm going to roll as Sentinel Knight. Ooh, lightning bolt. So Sentinel Knight kind of stands in the center of you all, tries to emanate good energy, and it's six. So you feel like this is a really good guy. But he may be
from another plane of existence, otherworldly, you're not quite sure. This is okay. A good energy that's emanating from this individual.
Guys, I'm getting good vibes from this guy. I think he can be trusted. And if anything, sure. This power sounds so huge, no matter or not, we cannot let this land into the Lion Slinger's hands.
And you know that's what he's going to be going for. He's going to be trying to take anything that he can to use it against the universe.
Namaste, okay.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
We will guide you there, and we will protect you.
Might I ride aboard your ship?
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, sure,
I don't know.
See
it's getting kind of crowded. There's six of us now, and...
Actually, would that affect the stream at all?
The group dynamic? Maybe.
No, Jack, you know what I'm talking about, right? I don't want it to shift, and I'm sorry, I don't mean any disrespect on you, Sentinel Knight, but we're not exactly allowed to take people on our ships because it can kind of change the outcourse of...
Well, it seems that Sentinel Knight already knows that we're from different time.
Yeah, Marvin, we're not time jumping. We're just geolocating.
Okay. All right, then should be good.
Okay, so...
How did you know to send a message out to us specifically?
I'm connected to all rangers. In the past, I have sent calls for help, and rangers from other eras of time have answered the call. Wow. Today, it is you, rangers.
Cool. Well, it's cool to be trusted.
Yeah.
All right.
I remember something very important.
Okay.
It's Rito. It's like that dream you have that you wake up and it's like the final day of college, but you haven't been to class all semester. That's how Hester feels right now.
Where is your dog?
It's fine. It's fine. I left him in Chloe's room, so he's been eating burritos probably this whole time.
Chloe, you okay?
His name was Yabby, but now
Alpha 55, I need to get on the ship right now. Am I on the ship?
Yeah, now it's Krabby.
Aye. Yes, I'm on the ship.
No, Alpha 55, get me off the ship.
No, wait, you're off the ship?
I
run to my room.
Wait, you were down there with Sentinel Knight.
Yeah.
You want to go back in the ship?
Yes.
Yeah, we're all going up there anyhow.
All right, I need to go first.
Teleporting everyone. You can go first, Chloe. And you all teleport together in a rainbow of light back on your Hyperforce timeship.
I run into my
room. Sentinel Knight with you.
Okay, cool. And I run down the hall and run into my room and I'm like, oh my god.
I don't care how many sun-kissed good vibrations there are. I'm keeping my Time Force badge handy.
Sure.
In case I have to put this popsicle on icy earnest.
Rito is the size of an aerobics ball. You know those ones that people sit on?
Mesa
trying
ball.
To get it together. Is that big. And his head is real little. But he seems real happy. But...
Tail still wagging.
Tail still wagging. But he's like rolling around my room. And he's eaten all the burritos.
Every last one. How many burritos did you leave in your room?
I mean... There's dice wouldn't even know. I've been collecting them
since day one.
Oh yeah, for several months now.
Yeah.
He might have eaten some bad ones.
Oh.
No, definitely. Those are good. Those are special ones.
Okay.
Those are aged.
Those are aged. Vesper!
Was it my dog? I don't know what you're talking about, Chloe.
No.
Sorry.
Wait, this dog is gonna have to poop at some point.
Boy, for holding
okay, Sentinel Knight.
So Sentinel Knight turns to Alpha 55. Ah, I see. You are the navigator of this ship. Or are you the navigator of this ship? And he turns to Vesper.
I let Alpha do the grunt work.
She's more of a pilot.
Yeah.
So, let us navigate to the planet Aquitar. One of the islands is actually a huge dormant volcano surrounded by two smaller mountains. Alpha 55, do you know it?
Aye. Well,
I'm searching the galaxy for the planet. Oh, here it is. All right, are you ready, Rangers?
Yep.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Let's do this.
Because you're not traveling through time, mm-hmm. you actually like blast off planet Earth and do a quick jump through the stars.
Old school.
And you stop. Suddenly, a big blue watery planet appears. It almost looks like Earth if there was no continents. There's even the swirls of like the white clouds in the atmosphere. However, as the ship gets closer and closer, you can see from the water there are a few peaks emerging, mountains and volcanoes. As Sentinel Knight kind of directs Alpha 55 at where to go, finally you're flying above bird's eye view of this huge dormant volcano, which has kind of two other smaller volcano islands next to it. So it's a chain of like three islands all together. We're going to do a quick scene that is like not with you guys. This is just for people on the podcast and watching at home right now. We're in a dark black room. It's on the Alliance leader's ship.
Oh, juicy.
You hear the Alliance leader speak. You guys don't hear this, all right? So you will join me, Lokar, because our goal is evil. Evil is our goal. And the Alliance leader's face gets illuminated. He is talking to a giant blue head that has like black feathers all around, like for its hair and around its face. And then he starts laughing, and not only is the Alliance leader laughing, but you can see in the blue light there's a silhouette of Scorpina, Velkanos, and two other monsters that we have not met yet. And finally, two more monsters join the group, and they're laughing, and when they laugh, they snort. Evil! Evil is our goal! Yeah! Evil is our goal! That's the end of that scene. Let's...
Amazing NPC on NPC action.
As the twitchy goes to.
As you get closer and closer to the three islands, there seems to be some movement in the water. You see two figures that have created a circle of dry land around them. They are blue in the face. Not blue in the face. They have blue faces. They have blue faces and white, billowy pants. They're snorting at each other. And they're reaching out to the wall of water they're creating. It seems as if they can absorb the water and make this circle grow more and more. They are looking for something. That's what their body language suggests.
A nudge, Eddie. Can't you do that stuff?
I can. Sentinel Knight, who are those? What are those creatures?
Oh, I have not seen them before. However, I have seen something, or I've heard something in the past. There was an Equation villain. He had incredible powers. He could absorb water, even out of other beings.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow. Come, we must go quickly. We must stop them. They must be searching for the Corona Aurora.
Well, they better not try anything with me, or we'll fight water with water.
So, Sentinel Knight turns to Alpha 55. Send me, fly me, take me, teleport me down there.
Yes, please, Alpha.
And so, just... Aye, Rangers! Who's going down to the island?
Oh, I would assume all of us would.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's go.
So, you're definitely all teleported down with Sentinel Knight on the island. Behind you is the giant volcano laying dormant. In front of you, there are waves lapping onto the beach, but you can see off into the distance, these people are creating a dry circle of land. These two blue creatures.
And they don't see us, right? Oh man,
oh, no.
I shouldn't have asked. I hide.
If you hide, roll for your hidiness.
Actually, I do want to roll for hidiness. As I see them, I'm like, whoop.
Alpha just teleported somewhere where they couldn't see us.
Seven?
Life's a beach.
We should have. We didn't think about that.
They don't
Alpha
see
didn't
you.
Think about that.
But they start growing that dry circle of land. It is probably now, 20 feet in diameter. And the dry circle of land is like headed towards the shore.
I think they're trying to look for something. Probably the
So corona. This is like your island, and their dry circle of land is growing.
Or they're trying to get here and make a path for others.
What? Why would they do that? It's a land of water.
I mean, I feel like maybe they can't go in the water.
Yeah. Whoever it is that they're making a path for.
Yeah.
Maybe you should shoot some water at them.
I can do that.
Wait, no.
What? I can't do that.
I don't want to like say something crazy or anything, but I just feel like we're a little squishy. I don't know if we should let them know we're here yet.
Yeah.
Right?
Sentinel Knight. This is your forte. Do you want us to go into the volcano to protect, or should we stay on the outskirts here?
What plan do you have for defending the Corona Aurora?
Some, or maybe all of you, should come. I will show you where I hit it.
Inside the
And then volcano? He looks at the top of the peak. It is there. I hit it at the peak of the volcano.
What, why'd you bring us down here to the beach then?
Yeah, that's the most obvious place to look. All right, we
Sounds
should...
Sounds like a big hike. Should we just teleport and teleport down?
I think maybe you guys should go. I'll keep an eye out on these guys just to make sure everything's okay. And then
Marv, you're so silly. You always want us to leave you. You think we're going to split up.
No.
That's not how it works.
No, I was just going to keep scouting. And once something happened, I would port to you guys. And we would all...
Joe!
Maybe I should stick around. I have the teleportation. And you guys go ahead.
All right.
Vesper?
I'm just at the corner by myself. I say, L55.
I'm coming for you.
Oh my god.
I know you planned this whole elaborate ruse to get us distracted. But let me tell you.
Oh god.
I'm on to you. I'll find out your diabolical plot.
Vesper, why are you threatening me? Don't you know I'm under your control?
You are? You are? Wait, you are?
Yes, I'm here to help all of you.
Are you saying I took my own arm off?
On your mission.
Marv.
Wow, I gotta think about this.
Go.
We can't. The giant dry circle of land
is growing.
I'll go with your team. Oh. I'll stay down here and take Sentinel Knight.
Okay. Wait, all right. Sentinel Knight, take us to where the Corona Aurora is.
All right. And he starts like a trek up towards the mountaintop.
Because that's what I love doing. Climbing mountains for no reason.
I start climbing.
Is that your choice?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, so. As as you guys start like climbing up towards the top of the mountain, Sentinel Knight actually reveals there have been some carved stairs that are going up the side of the mountain. However, who didn't go? Joe.
Moi.
Okay. since you are closest to these two creatures, their dry circle of land opens up, and they notice you.
Not, like, hidden behind brushes and stuff? No?
You would have had to tell me that before.
All right, so I'm just standing there on the beach.
Got it.
Of water.
Well, I thought we rolled to hide.
Yeah, I thought we all rolled to hide.
Yeah.
But. Oh, I thought you rolled to hide.
I did.
We all rolled.
I thought we all rolled.
No, you didn't.
We were like...
We did.
Okay.
No, you rolled to hide the first time, but now things are changing because the dry circle of land is growing and is approaching you, so it's easier for them to spot all of the rangers on the beach.
Yeah.
Cool.
All of us. You're seeing all of us or just me?
No, I think they just see Joe.
Okay.
And so... Hey!
As they're doing that, invisibility.
Okay, you have to start tracking it.
Yep, that takes away an energy.
Okay.
Gotta do it.
I thought you... Hey, Hogs! Hogs! You saw something on the beach? I don't know, I didn't see anything on the beach. I think we should... Let's start heading over there. Let's start investigating. You know, these equations, they can't hide for us very long. Yeah, they need water to live and survive. Okay, let's do it! And so these two creatures, they're like twins, right? They all open up that dry circle of land because they touch the water. And now it's kind of, this was your island and this was their dry circle and it's kind of like this now.
Okay.
And so they're making their way onto the beach, but they haven't seen any of you guys.
Can I hide to like a bush or something behind a bush so I can let my invisibility go away?
You know, a beach bush.
Yeah, sure, a beach bush.
It goes into a forest.
All right, roll to find some shrubbery, some rocks.
I will roll two,
it's
right?
three higher. Yeah, no, it's non-combat, it's three or higher.
That's a one.
You don't find any shrubbery. And
what am I seeing? What's the lay of the land here?
So the beach runs around the island. In front of you, there are these two blue pig-like creatures
that have created
this opening from the sea.
I mean, is it like straight sand to mountain?
There's some trees.
I would like to hide behind a tree.
You didn't get to the tree fast enough. You rolled one.
That's what I rolled for. I thought I was rolling to see strawberry. I will run
to
it. How long is it going to take for me to get there?
Let's just say you're not hidden this turn.
Okay.
And so they have these two hogs have opened up the view towards the land, and they start patrolling. But you lost the roll. I would say one of them spots you.
Okay.
And he goes, "Oh, look over there! Yeah, it's maybe one of those equations. Wait, what's wrong with his hair color? No, he's like maybe from another. I don't think he's from this planet."
Guys, I've been.
What do you think?
What already?
What?
All right.
And then one of them calls towards you.
There?
Hey, you! What are you doing there? They see you trying to hide behind a shrub.
I'm tanning. Getting some sun. What are you doing there?
We're looking for something. It's none of your business.
Well, it's none of your business what I'm doing here, too.
What's your name?
None of your business.
Well,
what's your name?
Hydro Jr. And I'm Hobbs Jr.
Oh, cool names.
Yeah. Our dad was Hydro Hog.
Awesome, Hydro Hog Jr.
And you're in our way! And then
I'll step out of your way.
That'll help. Okay, so they want to like charge towards you, and you want to like sidestep the charge, maybe? Is that what you
mean? Yeah, well, I was just saying that. But they're running at me with intent to attack?
Yeah, they're running at you. I won't tell
they're
you.
They're running at me.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. I would like to trip them up.
Okay.
Like a back sweep.
All right, I'm going to start the initiative. I would say they went first.
Cool.
And it's not your turn. And as they run towards you, they both jump. One tries to grab one arm, and one tries to grab another arm. and we have to go straight to break. So we'll find out what happens next.
What?
Don't go away!
Oh, wrong finger.
Really quick enough, but we are getting really close to our first giveaway, so I just want to give you guys a real quick sub push. Subbing to HyperRPG helps us continue to make awesome programming here on the channel. You guys just saw a bunch of commercials for a bunch of other awesome shows that we do here. We are a small team here, and your subscriptions go a really long way to allow us to keep doing all this awesome content. Now, if you have Amazon, you can link that with your Twitch account, and you get a free subscription to a channel of your choice. We prefer it be here. If you subscribe here,
please,
or just click up there, if you've linked your Amazon account, you might have a free sub just waiting right now. You can just click, boom, free sub. You have a 10 times higher chance of winning one of our awesome exclusive giveaways if you are a subscriber.
Like this.
This wonderful beauty.
Woo!
These are extremely exclusive. The ones that we're giving away for these subscriber giveaways are signed by Jason David Frank and the rest of the cast. There are none others like it, because only the ones here were signed by JDF and these guys. So.
And I kissed one of them.
He did. Oh. I love that one. Real quick, just want to, you know, say, let's get a sub drive going, and we'll give away some comic books. And after the show tonight, there will be a quick fireside chat, and after that, Lucas and I will be playing Far Cry Co-op in all of its redneck glory until we get tired.
Nice.
So very late.
Woo! So like 5 minutes?
It'll be a lot of fun.
How late can you hang?
They're going to be playing for hours and hours.
We played till 4 a.m. the other night after our stream. It was fun, though.
I'm worried about you, man.
Me too. But the game's really fun. So hang out with us. We'll be chilling, and you can ask me questions, all that good stuff. But I'll leave this back to you. Have some fun.
Woo!
Woo!
And we're back!
Yeah.
I feel like there was some video to play there or something. Oh, that's right! I was running towards you! That's right!
Bring it!
Okay, so they are both dashing.
Woo!
In your direction.
Oh, we got an advantage now, guys.
Coach, nice!
As my dice tower.
All ones.
All the ones go.
That was the piece. Oh, that was the piece that was turning the one.
Is this roll real?
Never mind.
I'm helping the rolls.
Go ahead and roll.
That's two. Combat, right?
Yeah, it is combat.
Come on, baby.
Why? Welcome to the team.
What'd you get? 5. So, they make their way as fast as possible towards you, and then they actually teleport to your left and right.
Uh-oh.
And they grabbed both of your hands, and suddenly you feel all the flesh on your arms get damaged. They're actually draining all the water from your arms. And you can feel it kind of like your hand, your skin is starting to shrivel up.
Well, it was nice knowing you.
And it's kind of traveling up your shoulders and that kind of thing.
Poof! Can I grab their wrist, pull them in, and like jumping kick them?
I'll say it's your turn.
Is it?
Yeah, that was their turn. It's your turn.
Was that damage? No.
Yes, that is damage.
You need some oil of Ovay.
Something. Oil of something.
I'm breaking everything. Thank you. Thank you, Naeem. So that is 16.
Cool. Oh, Lord. That's not it.
Cool. And 18.
All right.
What?
My gosh.
Wow.
Get here soon!
Initiation for you.
I know. Oh,
no.
And then I said 18, right?
Yeah. Wow.
You should do something soon.
I should.
Well. There you go. There you go. So you feel awful, but you're still conscious and you can do something about this.
Right, can I get them off of me with like jumping push kick out of the way?
Yes, you can do your action.
Sweet. That's what I want to do.
Right.
Come on, baby. Bye.
5.
And at this point, after he got the message, I'm running back down the mountain.
Okay, so you probably have seen this go down. You probably heard your brother say something. Mm-hmm. And the two hogs yell at him. And you do not break free from their grip.
Does it do any damage? No? Completely miss?
No, because they already did their damage. This is just...
No, for me. Does it not hit at all?
No, you don't hit
them.
You don't hit them.
I...
All right, Joe, who will you popcorn into? We use popcorn initiative just as a reminder for everybody who's watching and listening. Popcorn initiative, you choose who is next.
Marv.
All right, I'm gonna...
Come on, Marv!
I see them, I jump in the air, and I wanna go straight into a spinning motion. While I'm spinning, it's morphing time! And I wanna do my...
Hyper Force! Ready! Ready! Power up!
Just pull out my claws right away and just spin right through the two, because they're in a line with him, right? So he's right here, they're holding him like that, right?
Yeah, so they have one has his left arm and one has his right arm.
Are they like...
They're holding hands.
This? Or is it like this?
Field. No. They're, yes, I would say side by side.
Okay, I want to drill and I want to go at least... I want to hit at least this guy.
All right.
I want to hit one of them at least.
So that's... Hydro Junior!
And while I'm doing it, I'm saying, Joe, try to pull the other one in a line with the other one so they can be like this!
Can I do that?
Teamwork.
Teamwork attack, yeah.
Cool. I would love to do that.
But you're not morphed, so you only roll two.
Two.
Okay.
Ooh.
Cool.
11.
Awesome. That's a 7.
Come on, dog. I had 2 die. In.
Yeah, but I got bad die.
What did you get?
7.
And 11 for me.
So, as you morph and rush towards your brother to try to help him, Hydro Jr., the one on your right, my left, actually sees you and actually ducks, and you ride right past him. However, Joe successfully kind of grabs Hogs Jr. and changes the positioning. So now they're in a line, but they're both attached to you still, Joe.
Okay, cool.
So Marv, whose turn is next?
Chloe, we're gonna need your help.
Yeah. So I'm like gonna run down the hill.
Yeah.
I see this going down. I'm like, man, this is super lame. These guys suck. It's morphin' time!
Hyper Force! Eat! Ready! Power up!
You did.
Hey, I morphed. Wow, I look good. Okay. then I start running, like, full speed.
Yeah.
And, so there's the mountain, right, that we were climbing up?
Mm-hmm.
And then...
But I don't think you can go out very far up.
Okay. But there's, like, what's... the mountain look like what's around?
So you're at the bottom of the mountain. To the left is rock, and because it's kind of a rocky mountain. And to the right there is maybe some trees, and you're kind of running down. If you're running down the side of the mountain, you're kind of running to battle. There's the beach, the sand, and beyond that the water.
Okay.
And the dry circle that they created, it has not collapsed down. There's still like more dry land.
Okay, cool.
So it's like the island got big.
All right. As I'm running, I want to start with my Hurricane Whirlwind. And I want to pick up a few rocks with me along the way. But what I really want to do is hit that sand super freaking hard and push it towards those guys. What's their name again? Hans and...
Hogan.
Hydro... And hogs.
Hydro and hogs.
Or hog, I guess. Hydro and hog.
I want to turn them into mud. So, and kind of slow them down a little bit.
Cool.
All right. So, water bend this, you freaks! Boom! And then I am going to, super do that.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Use up the 2 supers there.
Yes, I did.
14.
14. All right. As you're making your way down, that's with the Super's added, right? 14. As you're making way down the mountain, you stir up using your hurricane whirlwind all the rocks and gravel that your wind can pick up, and you actually push it towards Hydro and Hogs. Hogs is in front of his brother, and he gets the blunt of the blast. However, it protects his brother from behind. Roll for damage.
Twelve.
All right. Chloe, whose turn is it next?
Eddie, I heard you want to do something with water, and water didn't make much sense in my when you said it, but you want to do something about it? I don't know.
Sentinel Knight sees you headed that way, and he decides to tag along, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Eddie, it's your turn.
All right, so...
And as Sentinel Knight kind of like stops you on the shoulders, like, wait, let me go with you. You feel like a point of energy.
Oh, nice. you have a gentle touch, Sentinel Knight. I appreciate that.
And you feel very encouraged.
All right.
And
oh my.
Strong.
I do.
I want him to touch me next.
I question GM. Oh. Mm-hmm. Since these beings, Hydro and Hogs Jr., have the ability to, I guess, to take water away from a person, which led to the damage, is it possible that go in reverse? If perchance I would like for to do that?
What do you mean by that?
Like, if would putting water back that was taken out revive any damage.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Good.
I love that. You should roll for it.
Okay, I will. Well, so what I'm gonna do is I'm going to jump from where I'm at in the air. I'm gonna say a phrase, but okay. Not just yet.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to land on which one is stunned more, Hogs Jr.?
Hogs is the one that's more hurt, yeah.
I'm going to land next to Hogs Jr., touched his head to sort of create like a water meld to reverse his water sucking abilities that I will then aim at Joe to give him back at least some, maybe not all, but at least some of the water to give him back some of his energy.
Okay.
That's my move.
All right, it's your move, go ahead.
All right, so I'm jumping up. It's morphin' time!
Hyperforce! Blue! Ready! Power up!
Alright. So, you pigged out too much, Hogs! Time to get back that water!
You think you're so funny?
Well, we'll see about that. That's a six.
A six, huh?
Yeah.
As you jump up and try to touch Hogs, he actually lets go of Joe, and then he touches you.
Dang it. Oh!
For 11 points of damage.
What a counter!
Oh,
no!
Oh, my God!
Oh, no, yeah, oh. I don't, getting rolled in the fin, right?
No, I just did a counterattack.
Okay,
no.
Gotcha.
Alright, it was 11 points of damage.
Okie dokies.
That's the way the dice rolls.
Right.
Eddie, whose turn is it next?
Jack! I feel the water leaving my body! Help!
How far away am I from this Greek tragedy?
I think that you, being a Power Ranger, could probably run up to the situation very fast in the same action.
Right on. Well, in that case, I think I'm going to run up on the situation while producing and letting loose a very well-aimed volley from my Hyper Blade Blaster.
Okay.
They call this a run and gun in the business.
A run and gun.
Correct.
Who are you aiming towards?
I'm gonna aim towards the fat guy. Sorry, hold on. Hogs.
Hogs is the one that has Eddie in his hands now. All right.
That's the one.
Go ahead.
So I'm still not immersed. So
you could Murph maybe on the way of.
I don't know. You know, I'm looking at.
But you got your sixth energy.
All right. You know what time it is.
It's morphin' time. Hyperforce. Yellow. Ready. Power up.
Super speed run, and use my hyperblade blaster to attempt to lay some hits upon the hog.
Okay. Roll.
I have got 9, 10, 11, 12.
Ooh, nice.
All right, and as you raise your weapon, you actually catch the eye of Hogs. He gets a little startled and teleports away from Eddie. Eddie is no longer in the grasp of Hogs.
Thanks.
But your blast actually missed, causing damage on Hogs.
Okay.
But you missed.
But I did not hit my friend?
You did not hit your friend.
Woo.
You missed. You did not hit the bad guy, but the bad guy let go of your friend. So that's pretty good.
Thanks so much, Jack.
I think so. Vesper, it's your turn.
Wait a minute.
No.
Where'd the fat guy go? Where'd he go?
Oh, Hogs or Hydro?
Hogs.
Oh,
did we see him?
Yeah, he teleported just maybe off to the side.
Ah, okay.
He was like, oh no! And he let go of Eddie, and he was like, gotta go! And then he kind of teleported off to the side. So they have revealed their powers of teleportation, and it is called Dehydrate Touch.
Dehydrate Touch?
Dehydrate Touch. I saw what you did there.
That's awesome.
Vesper, it is your turn. It sounds like I could have a turn too.
Vesper.
I look around and I'm just like standing back and everybody's just missing.
Except for
Chloe.
Wait, if you're looking around, I think Sutton and I would go up to you. We must secure the Corona Aurora. Perhaps we could do it together. Me and you.
Yeah? I usually take my friends along, though. We have this thing.
Okay. We shall defeat the pigs.
All right. Let's do this. And I yell at the guys, what are you doing? It's morphin' time.
Hyperforce. Left. Ready. Power up.
Yep.
I'm morphed. And back in frame.
To different friend members.
So I try to pull out my Cerberus axe, and what happens?
The disc asks axe. Yeah, right?
What?
It's in two pieces.
Ooh! Alpha! I make a mental note and I put it back in whatever mystical, magical pocket it came out from. And so I turn to Eddie. We didn't get to dance at the wedding. So, will you take this dance? Is that how you say that?
I'll take it.
Okay. So, I want to do a teamwork with Eddie and we're going to play like Red Rover.
Okay.
With
bussing. Bang, bang, bang.
What? Wait, what's there is two.
Hogs and Hydra.
Yep.
Hydra.
Yep. Hydro.
Hydro.
Hogs has been hurt a little bit. He was just had his hands on Eddie and Hydro is still attached to Joe.
Okay, let's go for we can't go. Sorry, Joe. We want to play Red Rover with the other one who's not attached.
Okay, Hogs.
Hogs.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Red Rover, Red Rover.
All right. So let's do it, Eddie.
Okay. Red Rover. Take this hog over.
I'm going to super.
One super?
Yeah. And I got teamwork.
Oh,
10.
10 plus teamwork, 13.
As you make your way, Vesper and Eddie, towards Hogs Jr., he actually teleports very quickly out of your grasp. You can't land a hit on him. That's the end of our initiative turn. Oh, I guess that they'll might do something, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody threw it to Creepy and his creepy brother.
They went first.
They went first.
Oh, did they? Cool.
Yeah.
They went first and they drained the hogs.
I wasn't talking about you guys.
All right.
Oh.
Ow.
I got that one a little late. I got it.
I'm a system.
Vesper, I drew you out of the pile.
Yay!
New initiative. Your turn first, Vesper.
So this time, I take out my Hyperblade Blaster. And I look at it, making sure it's not cut in two. And since we're coming out of the Red Rover, I just turn around and I try to shoot Hydro in the back.
You try to shoot him in the back.
Ooh.
I'm over there.
Ooh.
All right.
And I super it.
Water. Hey, water.
11.
As you ready your weapon and you aim, Hogs, or Hydro, right?
Hydro.
Exposes his back towards you. You take the shot and it actually shocks him so much, he lets go of Joe. Yes. And as a defensive like measure, actually teleports a little forward. And okay. So no pigs are touching any of your friends.
Nice.
Vesper, whose turn is it?
Joe.
Let's do it. So he is further away from me? How much further away?
Yeah, he just kind of teleported forward because he just got shot in the back. Like,
okay.
Holy shit! Who shot him?
It's morphin' time! Hyperforce green! Ready! Power up! Ooh. I don't have a thing, sorry guys. I'm assuming that's how it goes.
What? You're green? You're on colors?
What?
What? Welcome to the team.
Dana's playing.
Can I show them what I look like?
Yeah, sure.
Yay!
Woo! Wait, what's your animal?
Hydra.
Oh!
Wait, he was silver and now he's green. There better be an explanation for this.
There's a really good explanation for that. So I'm gonna teleport to the
Okay, Gose.
I would like to I'm close enough to the guy, I don't have to teleport, right? I'd like to go to Hydro. And I would like to use my Blade of the Hydra special attack. Whoa. And since I've lost 20 plus HP, I get 2 extra. So that's 4.
Yes.
Sweet.
What?
4 hits, baby.
Nice. What? So yeah, he has this Head of the Hydra special ability. For every 10 damage received, add 1d6 of damage to rolls. Not on the attack roll, on the damage roll.
You roll 3d6 to attack.
Yeah. I roll 4 different attacks, right? Separate ones. Or is it all one?
No, I would say just roll.
That traditionally, boss, a Hydra has 9 heads. That should be 9 attacks.
Sorry, so roll once for all the attacks.
Yeah, because you're only hitting one dude.
Oh, okay.
Right? You're just...
Take that one.
Remember you were saying?
What is that?
What?
So that's 13.
Okay. Oh, 13, right? All right, and so as you dash forward towards Hydro Jr., what's that? You move so quickly around, you confuse him, and then you make a multi-strike attack with your sword.
With my Hydro swords.
With your swords, that's right, excuse me. With your sword at Hydro Jr.
Hi.
What's the damage?
About to see. 16.
16, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is what you can see then. Hydro Jr. Stumbles back from the barrage of attacks from your sword, and actually he's like, "Oh, you got me!" And he just flops back. Huh? And he's just thrown on the ground. Oh no! The ranger got me!
That was surprisingly easy. Yeah. That is so cool, dude!
Joe, whose turn is it next?
It is your turn. Thanks for trying to heal me!
No problem, but yeah, meanwhile you had a whole different color suit and extra powers at the time.
I was, they were holding me, I couldn't, you know.
That's really sweet. okay, so, So Hydro Jr. is down on the ground.
No. Yeah, Hydro Jr. is doing this like, I'm in so much pain.
Like a turtle.
Okay. And then Hong Jr. is...
He's still up.
He's
I think
still
Vesper just hit him.
Mm. Okay. All right. So I'm going to... So I turn to Vesper, and I'm going to, like... I get down on one knee, and I'm like, Vesper, may I take your hand?
What?
And then I grab her hand and no. aim it towards Hogs.
My metal arm?
And yeah, your metal arm.
Yay.
And then I just randomly press 3 digits and see if it launches anything as an attack to Hogs Jr.
Mega.
Roll.
Okay.
Super. What? That's good. Ooh. I'm just used to disappointment already.
Hey! That's really good.
What's 6 plus 5? 11? 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Oh, okay. 16, what'd you get?
9.
Plus teamwork?
Oh, plus teamwork. Thank you. Yes. 12.
Yeah. Good thing you remembered that.
Yeah.
All right, and
wait.
As you...
And technical bonus, because it's a robot arm.
Oh! Oh!
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see how that changes the outcome. As you grasp onto Vesper's hand, it starts shaking, and you can feel the energy emanating from it. It's like a blinding light appears, and then when you like open your eyes, a small rocket with like, you know, fins has like showed up, and it's like, and it shoots straight at Hogs Jr. Roll for damage, Vesper.
Omega. I didn't know that. I didn't know I had that in me.
I'm not gonna look. Maybe it's better luck.
Yeah.
Oh, not bad. 9, 10, 11.
11.
And then I make it. Is that an extra dice for?
No.
Two. Extra 2 damage.
So that's 13.
Yeah. Okay.
I forgot.
Okay. And Eddie, whose turn is it next?
The powerful arm.
Yeah, you totally. Hey.
So what happened?
Hurt hey. Hogs. And he actually gets hit, and he stumbles to his knees, and then he looks over his brother, who is down on the ground, and he also just flops on the ground.
What the heck? Okay. All right.
So they're both like this.
Okay.
You don't understand.
I don't understand either.
Marv, it looks like they were really simple to beat. They're like almost look like they're giving up.
This.
You want to check it out?
I pull out my Iapetus claws while I've had him on. And I look at him. What are you doing?
Oh, nearly defeated by the Rangers. Not again.
Wow, that was easy. All right, well, Just stay down there for a sec.
Jack, help me out with this.
Cryo freeze! And I want
cryo
to cryo freeze.
Freeze
both of them.
Uh-huh.
And I want to do, yeah, a teamwork with him to cryo freeze both of them.
Okay, nice. So you're aiming at Hogs and you're aiming at Hydro Jr.?
Yes, and I want to, do we have supers?
Yeah, use them.
Yes.
There.
I'm gonna super this.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand. Oh my gosh!
I'm impressed.
That is a 9.
What did you get, Jack?
Ten.
No. Roll again.
Oh my. Both of them?
No, just Jack.
Dang!
14.
Okay.
Flat out.
So as
you're
you
under arrest.
You try to arrest Hogs Jr. Hogs actually does one of those jumps up. He's on both of his legs. He sees what you're trying to do, and then he teleports away.
But what?
Towards Sentinel Knight.
Oh, snap.
And then Hydro Jr., he tries to dodge your cryo-freezing, arresting move, very time force of you. And he actually gets hit, but he's able to roll away, but he does take some damage, so roll for damage.
Cold-blooded. 11.
11.
And I'm gonna go ahead and toss it over.
I guess it would be. It was like Marv and Jack is like the teamwork.
Yeah, I'm gonna toss it over to Hogs because he just teleported away, okay. Right?
Okay. Yep. Alright. No, sorry.
Sentinel away! Watch out!
Alright. Hogs runs towards Sentinel Knight and grabs him by the shoulders. Ooh! Your water draining technique won't affect me! Well, how about this? You will show me where the Corona Aurora is. My father destroyed planets. And now we will destroy you. And Sentinel Knight goes, never! And he tries to defend himself against Hogs as Hogs makes an attack. Okay, that's you, Hogs. Sentinel Knight. Hogs Jr. actually is able to secure Sentinel Knight, and he starts dragging him up the mountain. Where is it? Where is it? And Sentinel Knight's like, I will never reveal the location of the Corona Aurora.
I thought this guy was supposed to be like super strong or something.
Yeah, well, I rolled bad.
Welcome to the team.
I guess Hogs, I'll turn it back to Sentinel Knight so he can maybe do something about it. All right, so Sentinel Knight will go first. Oh. And so Sentinel Knight actually whips out his sword and tries to defend against Hogs Jr. And Hogs Jr. is able to kind of dodge that attack, teleport away, and continue dragging Sentinel Knight up the mountain, the dormant volcano. That was Sentinel Knight's turn. Sentinel Knight, Jack, I believe in you.
How far away am I from Sentinel Knight and Piggly Wiggly?
I would say not too far, maybe 7 yards away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. May I attempt to use the not oft used bighorn attack?
Absolutely.
This attack is where I rush the opponent, drop my head, hook, and toss. As in the bighorn.
Woo! Get it, Jack.
I have got 13.
So you rush towards...
Oh, sorry. Intimidation plus one.
Okay.
I have 14.
Plus three.
Intimidation plus one.
Oh, it is plus three now. It is. Yeah, he's right.
What happened?
What happened?
No. Well, you know, you met Mystic Mother and got blessed.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me manually alter
Santa.
My
playing
card.
He didn't get the Santa one.
Oh.
No, he didn't get the Santa one.
That's true.
Plus two.
Somehow we all have three, though.
Yeah, I think we all have three now.
Yeah, we have
point.
Three.
All right. We'll just forget that.
Yeah.
So as you rush towards Sentinel Knight being dragged up the dormant side of the dormant volcano by Hogs Jr., you successfully make contact with Hogs Jr.
and tosses his whole body aside. He goes flying, actually into the ocean. And his brother is left on the beach there.
Sentinel Knight, are you all right?
Oh, Jack. I know you didn't tell me your name, but I know it somehow.
It's all right. What I'm more interested in is finding the Corona Aurora.
Let's go together. It's at the top of the mountain.
Si, Gayati.
All right, and so he busts out running with like very fast speed, but because you are a morph ranger, you're able to keep up, and you know, maybe in less than 3 minutes, you actually make your way up to the top of the mountain.
I'm a ram. We got that billy goat jump. You know that thing they do where they're all boing.
Yeah.
And so you just go like this up the hill.
Totally. You made it to the top of the dormant volcano, and you look deep inside.
What's it look like in there?
I'm gonna tell you after Chloe goes. That's your turn. Right now. You just made it to the top of the volcano.
So
finish him off, Chloe.
Oh.
One gets sent off into the ocean, and...
How close am I to Hydro Jr., who's on his back?
He's not on his back anymore, or no, he is on his back, but he rolled out of the way of the cryogenically freezing. He got hit on the shoulder, and so you're pretty close, just a couple yards.
Okay. So I see that his shoulder is a little bit messed up, mm-hmm. and he's kind of like, is he thrown off?
Yeah, he's thrown off.
Okay, does he
he's
see me?
He's still on the ground, though.
Does he see me?
I don't think so.
Okay, then I want to, let's see. I want to sneak up behind him, and let me know if I can do this. I want to do my hurricane whirlwind, like right on top of him, and suck his whole body into the ground, just so his head is above it. And the sand is basically burying him, you know?
That's cool.
All right, roll for it.
Okay.
That's
I'm gonna
cool.
super it.
Super roll for it.
You got this. You got this, Chloe.
Maybe
not so much. Ooh. You tried your best.
12.
So, as you kick up the dust with your hurricane, the sand, with your hurricane whirlwind, he actually sees you conjuring up this wind, and he actually, you thought I could be beat so easily? I learned this one from my dad! He grabs your ankle, and he pulls you down towards him, and you both get buried in a pile of sand. So you're sticking out of the pile of sand, and so is he. But you're wrapped together.
Luckily for you, I like sandcastles. I have sand in my butt cheeks. Someone help me.
Are they like this, or are they like this?
I would say they're like this.
Okay, like that.
I gotta hand it to you. You're kind of funny, but I want to destroy you anyway.
Does that do any damage to him?
No, because I rolled a 14.
Okay.
All right. Oh, why don't we check in with Sentinel Knight and Jack? I think that would be pretty cool. And so, as Sentinel Knight leads the way to the top of the volcano, you feel the ground shaking underneath you. And then as you look over the edge, you see the ground is kind of getting soft. It's like the magma has started to soften, and there is a chest, and it's going to how do I describe it without describing another video game? There, it's like a little pond of lava, and there is like three steps, so you have to kind of to the chest with the Corona Aurora in it. So Sentinel Knight's like, it's there! I thought this mountain was, this volcano was supposed to be dormant. We must secure it. It's too precious to be destroyed.
Sentinel Knight, can you fly?
Yeah, Sentinel Knight, maybe he could fly. Or no, it's supposed to be non-combat.
sitting all night. Please do something.
No one can jump very far.
Wow, that's excellent. Well then, Sentinel Light, let's jump.
Let's go! And then so he leads the way, and then there's three rocks, and each one is a difficulty one, one, two. So it'd be three jumps to get to the chest.
Okay.
So you have to roll three or higher each time.
Oh!
So, all right, Sentinel Knight makes it to the first island.
Super three times.
Am I rolling 1d6 for each of these actions?
Yeah.
Super three times.
You're not fighting the lava.
Okay.
Or you could just watch him.
No, that's ridiculous. Not watching him. All jump right. Number one. Five.
Yeah. Right. Woo! Okay, and then Sentinel Knight does another jump. He makes it to the second island.
What do I need for number two, boss?
I would say it's also three.
Ah, yeah. I jump over. Super. Three for four.
Okay. All right. Let's do it together. And he looks at you and he tries to jump for the last little island with the chest on it. Go ahead, roll.
Now, before I have to save Sentinel Knight from the lava, let's talk about the telegraph. The early American event, forget it. I'm rolling. I got a three.
Okay, as you jump up in the air, both of you are in the air and it's like slow motion and you land safely right next to that chest, but Sentinel Knight miscalculated. I don't know why.
Oh,
he's,
no.
And he's kind of at the edge, about to fall into the lava.
Gonna make an attempt to save this heroic ranger ally from a toasty doom.
Three or higher.
All right, I suppose we'll super for this. That's a four for the saving throw.
All right. Is that with plus with your two?
No, the plus would have been a four.
Okay.
Four, so it was a three for four.
Okay. So you are able to grab onto Sentinel Knight's arm and bring him back. You both are next to the Corona Aurora that's in the chest, small chest, maybe like this big.
Right on.
It fits a crown, right?
Cool. And it's a crown? What?
The Corona Aurora is a crown.
Oh, I see.
But you don't know that yet. So Sentinel Knight grabs the chest. And he tries to grab you. And he's gonna try to make a big one and jump out of the volcano.
Make a big move.
Yeah, make a big move.
Cool.
I don't think Sentinel Knight can use supers, but I rolled a five, so.
Yeah!
You both heroically land on the edge of the volcano, clutching the Corona Aurora, and the volcano is starting to shake, and the lava is bloop, bloop, bloop. And those three little islands that you had landed on, they're like...
What? Wait. Okay, wait a minute. We're from the non-dormant volcano, we see...
It's about to blow.
We see we see geological subsidence happening in the waters off of this Aquatarian island?
That is correct, Jack. We must get everybody to safety.
Well, let's do it.
All right, so Corona. Sentinel Knight with the Corona Aurora start booking it down the mountain.
So Sentinel Knight has the little Barbie chest?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it's about this big, lunchbox size.
I'm a Barbie dream chest. Yeah, totally.
And I would say they make it to the rangers down the beach.
Yes!
But
ooh, Jack!
That's the end of their turn.
But there is no beach anymore.
Yeah.
Jack, did you get the Cortana Organa?
Good.
Okay, awesome. Good job.
We kind of need to help out Sandhead over here.
You better be talking about the other guy.
Oh, yeah, I would
definitely
was. She's
Sandbutt. I'm Sandy Cheeks.
Can I go over there and help her out?
Oh.
Oh, go ahead.
No.
I was... Someone!
All right.
Can we do it together?
I'm gonna run over.
Okay.
I know just a thing to get her out of that sand.
What is it?
So I run over, and I was like, Chloe, I was waiting for the right moment to give this to you.
I grab some of that cake from the wedding. And I grab some burritos from the burrito maker.
What?
And I present to you, and I reach in and I pull out, this is the birth-rito. Birthday cake burrito. You know you want it, Chloe. Just come out of that sand and get it.
Like a phoenix rising from the ashes. I burst out of the sand in like a really cool, like this kind of thing. But as I burst up, I grab the, what is it, cake?
The birth-rito.
The birth-rito. I'm like, thank you very much.
You
like,
gotta roll for it.
Oh!
Super it, man. It's worth it.
Super.
That was super.
Okay.
It has to happen.
All right. Please help me. All right.
Oh, you should only have to roll one. You're not fighting for the cake, are you? It's non-combat, right?
I'm fighting the sand.
Oh, yeah, you are fighting to get out of the sand. All right. So the sand is about this much.
Got this, Chloe.
Ooh.
Think of that delicious.
Ooh. 14!
All right, and ooh. So you burst out of the sand. Actually, knocking... Who's the one who's with you?
Hydro.
Yeah. Hydro Jr. off to the side. He takes some damage. You want me to roll for it? You want
So the sand hits him or does my little foot kick him?
Yeah, you like kick him and then he takes some damage.
Very intentionally, I freaking hook my little foot into him.
Catch the birthday Rito. What did you call it?
Birth Rito.
Birth Rito. The birth Rito. And you land.
I land like a superhero.
Yeah.
But cradling the birthrito as if it was a baby.
No, or a football.
No. Actually, I don't know how to hold babies. Like this! I don't
know. Beautiful. Roll for the damage on Hydro.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
13? 13. Okay. Hydro! Being kicked off to the side by you, and then when you landed, I think there was maybe an additional impact. He rolls backward, and then he starts booking it towards Hogs, who was in the ocean.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Get those things.
All right. Hogs is in the water. Hydro's
making
puzzle.
His way. To
all
the
right.
Water.
Well, no, they're not. They're not going that way. They're coming back this way.
Okay.
So I'm going to use my. I'm gonna pull out my Oceanus Trident.
All right.
Be like, I'm gonna show you guys how water is used. And I just look around at all of Aquitar around me, and I just feel like this intense
this is your
surge
place.
Of like. I am home.
What?
Oh my goodness.
So then I run to the water, stab the water with my trident, and it just sends a ripple effect.
Ooh.
Where Hogs is, pulls him out from the water and pushes it back towards us, grabbing Hydro along the way.
Ooh.
And they land, boom, right in front of us, powerless.
All
right,
you go for it.
I'm going to super that.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Go, baby, go. You got this. You got this.
Okay.
Triple bolt.
Whether you're near, whether you're far, whether you're here in Aquitar, I'll use the sea to defeat thee. Plus two, I got 18. And grabs him. It like creates like a cartoon hand like in the water. And grabs one and it comes in and like punches the other dude and then grabs him and then it just goes ba-two, ba-two, and then I give it a high five on its way out. And then flippy flip stab.
That's awesome.
I'm Eddie Banks.
Alright. So Hydro and Hogs are delivered right in front of you. And then they see Sentinel Knight, they're holding the small chest of the Corona Aurora, and in their kind of
drowned. You didn't roll for damage, right?
Oh, I can. Yeah,
go mega. Ahead and roll for damage.
Mega, yes.
I will mega roll for damage. Okay. That's all right with you.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, chat room.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first roll was good. plus two. That's a 12.
So, as you deliver them up out of the ocean, they're delivered right in front of you in the sand, and then, like, Hydro actually, like, oh, with his last breath, rolls over and then fades away.
Whoa.
He's been defeated. Hogs, who's also very weak, looks at where his brother once lay. Looks at all of you with anger in his eyes. But he also flees the scene. He's gonna try to flee now.
Like, can we try to freeze him as he's fleeing?
Could try.
I was like, he's got fleas? Flea? Oh, you mean he's flea? Oh, he is flea.
He's getting away.
Flea.
Woo! Oh my gosh, now I get a good one.
Wow.
And I wanna say, you're under arrest! Whoosh. That's gonna be a 17.
Okay.
Ooh. Nice.
Wow.
That's
a roll.
You're not getting away this time! Does that work?
The beam of ice? Light?
Yeah.
Shoots out from your Time Force officer bag, and it hits Hogs as he's trying to flee the scene. He actually is stopped in his tracks. It seems like all the water in his body has frozen. And then he also shatters and fades away.
Whoa.
Wow.
I was gonna say you will be tried under the time core, but I guess not.
Wow. Oops.
I wanna pick up a few of the pieces. Just... Can I grab a few of the little crystal water?
I can't be graphic about it.
Wow, yeah.
Okay, I go ahead. I grab a little few pieces of the crystal ice stuff.
No, it's gone. It's faded away.
Oh,
I wanted
into
to
the water.
Man, I wanted to make a little puka shell bracelet with it.
Oh, wow, Barb. You see that? He shattered.
I didn't know that's what this did. I thought they were supposed to shrink and then we could put him in the cryo.
No, he shattered.
You
he shattered.
That.
You used the morphing grid and shattered him.
Oh my gosh.
It was a shattered grid.
Oh my gosh.
As soon as both of the brothers disappear, that dry circle of land actually closes down, and then the ocean creates a giant wave.
Uh-oh.
And
I will beat myself.
The volcano starts to shake, and lava is running as fast as it can.
I want to create a hurricane whirlwind that forces the water off on both sides, and I ask Addie if you can help me push the water
away.
Yeah,
so I'm going to aim that water directly at the lava to, like, drown
it
out.
So I'm creating, like, this whirlwind. We're all inside of it, on the ground, pushing the water away.
Okay. From you guys.
Yes.
So
from where we are.
All right.
We're
helping
out.
And then we'll yell at the others, get in! Get to the ship!
Alpha, beam us up!
All right, you both roll for your attempt.
We will.
Oh. Oh.
7?
13. Plus 3, teamwork, 16.
16. As you try to create a giant, like, whirl, you're trying to push the water away from the crowd, right?
Yes.
Eddie, your trident is able to kind of, like, control the water, and it kind of makes a wall that stops, but it breaks through your wind, Chloe, and you are, you guys are all in the path of the water, and the lava is actually very close now as well. So you guys are in between lava and water.
Oh, so we made it worse.
Well, like, lava is just keep falling down the volcano.
Oh, okay.
It's erupting.
Oh,
Alpha, anytime now.
All right, yeah, all then right. We should beam up.
Aye, 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 Rangers. Oh.
Don't forget Sentinel Knight.
What is going on? And Sentinel Knight.
And me.
And then he, like, teleports you out immediately. Teleportation doesn't work on rolls, thank goodness.
And so you're all successfully teleported out of Aquitar back on the ship with Sentinel Knight.
Well, Eddie, that was a close call.
As you look down.
Eddie, that was amazing.
Great job.
Hey, did somebody grab that chest?
Oh, yeah.
Sentinel Knight has it.
So. Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
As you kind of look down at the planet, some of the volcano's lava is hitting the water, and it's actually just kind of very cooling. There's a lot of steam coming out, and it looks like a new island is being born.
Ah, I will call that Berthrito Island. I say to myself, but loudly enough so everyone hears it.
And then as you kind of look down, people are actually coming out of the water, and they're kind of inspecting this new ground that has been birthed.
What the heck?
Look, the new citizens of Berthrito.
I will rule them properly.
Yeah, yes. They don't like sushi on this planet.
What?
Sentinel Knight turns towards all of you. Rangers, you help me secure this. And he opens up the little chest. And in the center of it is a gold crown with multicolored jewels, blue and red, all different colored jewels. And he's like, this is so very powerful. I should keep it with me on all times. It was my mistake to have ever been separated from it. I am its guardian.
Guardian, sir. I was wondering if we could maybe ask a favor from you.
A favor? What is that?
No. If my parents aren't alive, I don't want to bring them back.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah. I've seen some really scary movies where that happens and a couple animes, and it's just really
bad.
Never
good.
It's a good really decision,
Chloe. Losing an arm and leg. And...
But I still have hope. I feel like they're alive. I can't put into words what it is, but I feel like my parents are alive.
You know what? Asking him for help, that would have been putting him to rest, but they're still alive.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sentinel Knight.
Sentinel Knight.
Thanks for thinking about it.
And he turns towards you. He's got this beautiful gold armor and everything.
I ask that you bring my arm back. From
what?
The grave.
He's not.
But it's so cool. You shot a rocket out of it.
Stuff. But there's just something about having your own, you know, flesh and android parts.
I mean,
also,
don't wanna,
my shield. Back from the dead. I humbly ask this of thee.
Also, since we're working on favors, I drew this prototype. I don't know if you can make me an arm. You know, when you get hers back, maybe I can, like, jack that one.
Sentinel Knight kind of squints at your drawing.
It's pretty good, right?
Is that a burrito?
Mm-hmm. With the keto fingers, a unicorn horn, a place for my Tamazinki, and it has glitter and sparkles on it.
He looks at you and says, with a sparkle in his eye, I don't think you need my help to create that.
I run to my room.
This, however, and Sentinel Knight kind of looks at the two pieces of your broken Cerberus disc, and he gestures to take it.
Alpha broke it.
You're a robot.
Yes.
I thought it was supposed to be helpful.
Yeah. Well, that's what he wants you to think. He's done a bamboozle on all of us.
Is that true, Alpha 55? You broke this weapon. I don't know what you're talking about, but I can't help fix it. Well, if that's true, then little robot, you fix this. Okay. And so Alpha runs off towards the back of the ship with your Cerberus disc.
And Vesper. I just do this.
Now, I would like to return back home. You could return me back to where you found me.
Alpha. Do you feel confident that you'll be able to protect this immense weapon?
My confidence, I admit, has been shaken. However, if other Rangers answer the call when Earth is in danger, I have faith. I
can remain as guardian and protect it.
There's some pretty evil people that are after what you have. And they're gonna stop at nothing to get it. This isn't just, like, any ordinary bad guy. This would affect the entire universe. It would affect everybody if they got their hands on it.
In fact, I wonder if we could study it and see what powers it could help with this battle that we have ahead of us.
I think that's a great idea. Some things are better off left in the past. And if this thing is hidden away from all of eternity and no one else can use it, maybe that might be for the best.
Are we certain the Alliance leader won't find it with Sentinel Knight?
No, but if this was his destiny to guard this relic, I trust him. The Rangers who entrusted this task on him, they came before us. They must have wisdom that we do not share.
Okay. Sentinel Knight, we're the Power Rangers. If you need us, call us and we'll be here again to help.
Thank you, Jack.
Could we potentially...
I owe my life to you.
Could we potentially give you a lift somewhere? Maybe we can travel undetected to a certain location where he'll have the best...
Yeah, in case if you don't want to go back to Earth.
I'm quite fond of that waterfall.
Oh, all right, well, then to the waterfall we go.
Excellent.
Pilot? Has the pyroclastic flow dissipated yet? Are we dropping Sentinel Knight into a hellish inferno of fire and pumice?
Like this.
Oh, but that's on Earth, not Aquitar.
Oh, that's right. No, because we went.
So while we're heading back, I like sidebar. Joe. Hey Joe, really, green dude. I appreciate you doing this for us, even with your wedding and all. So I set something up for you, and then I type something there, and a little hologram of Nadira shows up.
Aww.
And I go, time for your dance, bro.
And oh, you mean life size?
Yeah, life size hologram.
Like she's actually, it's actually.
Do I have to roll for that?
So it's like an iPhone call, right?
Yeah, but I'll make it a 2.
Okay, wow, okay.
It's a video call.
It's a 2.
It's a
2. Whoa. Sorry, I gotta get on the Ethernet here. All right, there we go.
So it flickers a little bit and then she appears. Oh, well, this is. I never thought I would be inside a time shift.
No, you didn't. You're not seeing anything. Wait, is it okay? Is it cool?
Oh, no.
No, it's a recreation or is
it
like video
conference? Yeah, we're in the hologram room. Yeah, it's a recreation of their wedding.
All right.
In the hologram room with the hologram Nadira.
Oh, so it's not a real Nadira.
Nice.
Yeah, not like phone calling.
That's
pretty
nice.
It's not a phone call Nadira?
No, it's not a phone call.
Oh.
Cool, this is weird.
Wait, what?
And then,
I thought the hologram called her in the simulation room.
Joe, and then you see rainbows and sprinkles start falling from the sky. And then all of a sudden that cake that was eaten by some person is now, like...
Hands off.
Fully done.
And then, like, in the background, this weird thing floats.
Yeah.
Saying it's Wednesday.
And then you just be like... And then you just hear, like, his music.
My dudes.
I will love you from time to time. My darling.
Well, be dancing awkwardly with this hologram that isn't my wife.
Yeah.
But Eddie did it, so I'm going to dance.
Hey, man, it's the best I got.
I take some nice pictures because... In case, so that way he has some memories for his wedding.
This is
and
sweet
as Joe hey, and Nadira bolts away, the camera pans back, and we leave our Power Rangers, Hyperforce Rangers. However, I have a little, what do you call it, epilogue for
after
everybody.
Credit scene?
After credit scene! We roll our credits after that.
Oh, yeah.
But I have a little special scene that none of the Hyperforce Rangers know about.
Nope.
And it is the Alliance leader in his dark chamber. He raises a hand. And he looks out at the planet Earth. He has Earth, and underneath that, the year 2007, in his view.
I swear to destroy Sentinel Knight and take that Corona Aurora!
End of episode.
Oh no.
All right. So, thank you very much for tuning in to Power Rangers Hyperforce episode 21.
Woo! That's what it was. Yeah, 21.
We got pizza?
21, yeah.
Yeah, there's pizza for everybody in the back.
Thank you for being
pizza!
Here.
Yeah!
Yoshi, our new 6th Hyperforce Ranger.
Hyperforce Green!
Hyperforce Green!
That happened!
That happened!
Woo! That happened!
So because of you guys!
Stick around, we're going to be back in just a second for the fireside chat. And then after that, I'll be playing Far Cry 5 all night. Don't go anywhere. And you know, when I'm playing Far Cry 5, feel free to ask me questions about the show and certain decisions that were made and all that stuff. And we'll talk about some of it on fireside chat. And I do have a real quick question though. So I take her arm away, and then she gets to just like come back with an overpowered arm, and there's like no repercussions, nothing learned, just like all of a sudden new super arm.
She asked me to describe it.
Eddie rolled for it.
I rolled for it.
He won.
I won. And now she got a superpowered arm.
Like you wiped away everything I did for the last 2 weeks.
The thing's still broken. I don't know how good Alpha is at welding.
The roll.
We adapt.
The roll.
No, it sounds like she literally wiped away everything I did the last 2 weeks.
What are you talking about? We don't remember anything that happened in the last 2 weeks.
Nothing happened.
I'm on you. I see what you did.
Join us at the fireside chat. Thank you for all the super mega ultras and all the things.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing with us.
Woo! And thank you for playing with us, giving all the energy. Guys, you didn't quite have enough energy until that chat room helped you out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Take it away, Lucas.